Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome to the Deen Show. Bismillah, in the name of God, we start. The Deen Show is a show that tries to educate the masses on Islam and Muslims. Did you know that Islam is the fastest growing way of life in the world today, with over 1.5 billion Muslims worldwide? Today, we have one of those Muslims here on our show as we try to bring you a new show every week. Today, our guest on the Deen Show, we're on location with Patrick Michael Ryan. Did I say that right?
Michael Patrick Ryan.
Michael Patrick Ryan. How are you guys?
Like,
all right, thank you for being with us today. So we're going to start off with Patrick. You excited, Michael or Patrick?
Michael.
Michael, you were actually, you've been a Muslim now for how long?
I've been a Muslim for over 12 years.
12 years?
Since I was in college.
Yeah, and you grew up with background Irish descent?
Alhamdulillah, yeah, my family is an Irish family living here in America, obviously living outside Chicago, and grew up, so my family was a Catholic family, grew up.
It's my first time to meet an Irish Muslim.
Alhamdulillah.
Have you been to Ireland?
I haven't been to Ireland yet. Most of the rest of my family have. I look forward to, though. I do a lot of study of Irish history and stuff, keep up with Irish people, so there's more Irish Muslims coming, but it's still small, yeah.
Okay, so you have Muslim. I've been told that there's Muslims. Anywhere you go, there's Muslims.
This is true for sure. So, you know, there's both immigrants in Ireland and as well as, you know, native Irish people who are accepting Islam, of course.
So the people want to know, let us know, what brought you to Islam?
Well, in my case, actually, as I said, I've always been interested in different histories, both Irish history, African-American history. When I was in high school, I was really interested in African-American history, and also in college, that's what I majored in. So I came across, and you also know this was around the time of Spike Lee's movie about Malcolm X. And
yeah, I remember that movie.
People were wearing the X hats and stuff. So it was a big thing in the culture, but because I was interested in history, I read the autobiography of Malcolm X and really got a lot more information, and really I admired a lot of things about Malcolm X. And he talks in that book about how he transformed himself from just a person who, you know, had a rough life and ended up being in prison, ended up being involved in crime and stuff, and then transformed himself first through a group called the Nation of Islam, which used the name of Islam but didn't have a lot of actual principles.
Which you want to make this clear, because there's a lot of confusion. The Nation of Islam has nothing to do with Islam.
Right, and actually the Nation of Islam, of course, was started by Elijah Muhammad.
Yeah.
And his son, Warsdeen Muhammad, is practicing regular Orthodox Islam,
yeah,
like the rest of the world, and he brought most of the people with him,
yeah,
after the death of Malcolm X. So,
yeah.
But Malcolm X, even before that time, in the last couple years of his life, we know he went on the Hajj to Mecca, the pilgrimage to Mecca, and he observed Muslims from all over the world. He also made a tour through Africa, and he learned that, you know, like you're talking about, how many different Muslims there are in the world, how they come from all countries, and he really, his whole idea, of course, was lifting up his particular people, and also lifting up the people of the world and establishing brotherhood between the people of the world. You know, because America, alhamdulillah, has a lot of, and alhamdulillah just means thanks be to God.
Yeah.
It has, praise be to God, it has a lot of good characteristics in it.
Yes.
But one of its worst problems from the beginning has been the racism,
yeah,
and the division of people based on race and stuff like that. So Malcolm X, he said that in his experience that Islam, the religion of Islam, had made people, you know, because it makes people stop focusing on, they don't have to abandon their culture or anything. I'm still Irish as a Muslim.
Yes.
I'm actually studying the Irish language and stuff. But it makes people focus mainly their role is as a servant of God. And all humanity is a servant of God, and all humanity comes from one family as that. So it really unites people in the brotherhood to try to work together to uplift humanity to being servants of God and being more moral people and more just people.
So you went from seeing Malcolm X's life, you're reading about his history, and how he left this because Islam teaches unity amongst God's creation, that no white is different than the black, or black than white. No, doesn't matter what color, race you come back, we're all brothers from the same Adam, right?
Right.
And we're different. How are we different? By piety, by righteousness. This is how God judges
right.
us. So Islam clearly distinguishes now where the Nation of Islam was calling him towards more of a particular movement, nationalism, would you say?
Yes.
Which Islam has nothing to do with any of this. Islam called to this brotherhood, which appealed to you?
Islam appealed to this brotherhood and this realize, because, you know, I mean, I assume most religious people would in some sense say that we're all children of Adam. But you find among the Muslims that when you become a Muslim and you study Islam, that Muslims really believe this and understand this, you know, literally, that we really are children of Adam. You know, it's not just an expression or a story. It's a truthful fact. And Islam stresses, you know, family relations and kinship relations.
Yes.
And even if people, you know, like I became Muslim, my family has not all become Muslim, alhamdulillah, but you still keep very good relations. I can say I have a better relationship with most of my family members now than I did before I was Muslim.
Yeah.
So it teaches this real truth. So in the tracing, in stressing the importance of family and the importance of the whole world as being part of your family, it's very important. But Malcolm X, he said that people, because he, you know, even when he was in the Nation of Islam, white people, you know, they would be impressed by certain aspects of him and they ask, how can we help?
Yeah.
But because he was a nationalist back then, he'd tell them, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do anything. So, but when he realized the true understanding of Islam, when he saw the brotherhood of all the Muslims, he started to advise people of all colors and all races, look, if you want to, my advice to you is to look into Islam. Learn more about Islam.
And that's what
that's
you
what
did.
I've seen that work. So that's what I did. I went to college at DePaul University here in Chicago, and I went to, there was a small number of Muslims there. They had a Muslim student group. I just said, you know, I want to learn more about Islam. I want to learn more about Muslims. So that's what I did. And then, alhamdulillah, it was just, you know, a lot of things from there happened, but I became Muslim, you know, shortly thereafter while I was at college.
So you were in college, you were going here in Chicago to DePaul University.
Right.
It's a big, big known university. And we also heard that you are an attorney, you're a lawyer.
Right. So, yeah, I finished DePaul in 3 years, graduated, and went to law school at Georgetown in Washington, D.C. So, and then I graduated from there, and I'm practicing law right now, working for children who are, you know, in the foster care system, children who are abused or neglected by their parents. I represent them in the court system.
So going from a life now being raised Irish, Catholic, Christian, now, what's the difference between your life then and the present day reality?
Well, I would say that, you know, thank God that I had a family that they were very good people. Like many people here in America, they're very good people. They taught me good moral values. They taught me to be concerned about people. And part of that was, you know, having the example of Jesus, peace be upon him, as someone who taught these kind of values and taught helping the poor and taught helping people. So I always grew up with these kind of values, but, I didn't really have something to attach it to as much as when I came into Islam. When I came into Islam, I learned more about Jesus, peace be upon him, once I became a Muslim than I knew before.
You learned more about Jesus when you became a Muslim. This is probably, for someone to hear this, kind of strange.
Right, definitely. And you know, I know some Christians study their religion in great detail, but I don't think they realize how much in Islam we admire all the prophets, Moses, Jesus, Abraham. And if you look at the Quran, it talks about all those prophets as much or more so than it does about Prophet Muhammad.
If we don't accept Jesus, peace be upon him, then you're not a Muslim.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
So really, that it made me feel a more of a kinship and more of an understanding, other than just the moral things, which are of course very important, of what did Jesus really teach? What did Moses teach? What did Prophet Muhammad teach? I didn't really have an understanding of that till I became a Muslim, and the main thing was focusing on that there's only one God. You know, people talk about being monotheist and having only one God, but they don't really understand what that means. And a part of it, of course, comes from in Christianity, this idea of the Trinity is confusing.
Yeah.
For me, growing up as a Catholic, it was confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really understand what it meant. I wouldn't say that I didn't believe it or did believe it. I wouldn't really understand,
understand
what it meant. I didn't understand what it meant.
It's confusing.
Yeah. So, but the idea in Islam that there is God who created everything, which I have always believed, and then there's there's only one God.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was.